ale. I smell cinnamon.
Right, Don. I'm making my already healthful oatmeal even more healthful.
Cinnamon is certainly delicious, but I've never heard of it having health benefits.
No? Cinnamon is a good source of manganese, an important component of a healthful diet. What's especially exciting is evidence that cinnamon may lower the blood sugar levels of people with type 2 diabetes, as well as lower their cholesterol levels, including the bad one, LDL.
How much of it does one have to eat to get these benefits?
As little as half a teaspoon a day. In a small preliminary study in Pakistan, people with type 2 diabetes given half a teaspoon of cinnamon a day for 40 days lowered their blood sugar levels by about 20%. The decrease in their cholesterol levels was only slightly lower. Cinnamon contains a substance which activates formerly inhibited insulin receptors. Turning on these receptors lets the insulin bring in the glucose to produce energy. More research needs to be done, though. For example, Pakistanis with type 2 diabetes may have a different degree of obesity or different dietary patterns from Americans with type 2 diabetes.
I don't suppose people with type 2 diabetes may eventually replace their current medications with cinnamon.
Unlikely. As far as lowering cholesterol goes, cholesterol-lowering drugs are a far more effective treatment. Type 2 diabetes patients taking insulin medication should talk to their doctors about whether or not adding cinnamon to their diets is a good idea and how it might interact with their medication. Oh, and let's remember that cinnamon can come in some unhealthful packages. Cinnamon rolls aren't a good way to get it.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Alice Lindemann in Applied Health Science. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.